Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschwer dictating an endoscopy report on patient Caroline Finn Fleming, date of birth 11-19-1958, date of procedure March 26, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldschwer, do you have referring physicians, Dr. Miriam Mokhtari. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroendoscopy with cold biopsies. Cold snare polypectomy, comma. That's it. As well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, hot snare polypectomy, comma, hemoclip deployment times one. Indication is heartburn, comma, history of colon polyps, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, dysphagia. Description of procedure form, consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as a malignancy, was explained to the patient, period. Patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitoring anesthesia care, period, while lubricated lymphus video gas scope was introduced into the esophagus and man's under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, retroflex, used to obtain a cardioperitoneal resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position, the digital rectal exam is normal, period, while lubricated lymphus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix or orifice of the cecal valve and complement to the bulb, period. Careful examination made of the cecum and the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, shin colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, period. Retroflex views obtained of the rectum. Bowel preparation was graded as a (7.2-3.2). Comma, group prep. The patient had procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy: the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Biopsies are obtained to rule out EOE. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular. At 37 centimeters from the pipe block, next line. Biopsies are obtained. The Z-line was mildly irregular, less than 1 centimeter at 37 centimeters from the bite block. Biopsies are obtained to rule out Barrett's esophagus as well as eosinophilic esophagitis. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema with some mild nodularity noted in the body. Biopsies are obtained in the anterior body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. There was approximately 8 millimeter duodenal bulb polyp removed with, approximately 6 millimeter duodenal bulb polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was some erythema noted in the duodenal bulb, as well as nodularity, and this was biopsied for histology. Next line. In D2, there was evidence of an approximately 15 millimeter, nodule that was biopsied bite on bite. This did not appear to have, this did not appear as a lipoma. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2. Biopsies are obtained in D2 to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line. There were two approximately 8 millimeter sessile sigmoid colon polyps removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sessile transverse colon polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately 10 millimeter transverse colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 4 hepatic flexure sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 10 millimeters from a cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 15 millimeter fecal sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the hemoclip was deployed for good hemostasis, with good hemostasis achieved. Next line, there was prominence of the ileocecal valve, disappeared lipoma is common. This was biopsied for histology. Next line, there was a hepatic flexure approximately 15 millimeter lipoma noted. Common. This was biopsied bite on bite, and there was evidence of fat extruding from the biopsy site. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter sessile splenic flexure polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 descending colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 8 to 10 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, at 50 centimeters from the anal verge in the sigmoid colon, there was evidence of a approximately 12 millimeter pedunculated polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy in total. Next line. In the rectum, there were 6 polyps. 2 were removed with cold snare polypectomy. These were sessile and range in size from 8 to 10 millimeters. Next line, there were 4 that removed cold biopsy polypectomy. These were all diminutive and sessile. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. Plan is follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend endoscopic ultrasound for D2 nodule, comma, will refer on follow-up visit in the clinic. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year given the total number of polyps, as well as referral for genetic testing given that there's greater than 10 polyps. On this exam, next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.